Australia shits itself about Fiji coup. 4th of November 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for On News. Canberra, Australia. Gowanna News Network reporting. Australia shat itself yesterday at the prospect of yet another military coup in pissant little South Pacific holiday destination Fiji, unleashing a trickle of refugees in leaky outrigger canoes pointed at the Great South Land. Prime Minister John Howard immediately dispatched two state-of-the-art Kanaka killer frigates to the troubled island backwater with orders to sink any maritime conveyance that appears to be conveying un-Australian asylum seekers. He phoned his internal Conservative Party pollster and his dry cleaner. Australian Immigration Minister Amanda Vanstone says that the unstable political situation in the tiny postcard-producing nation posed a clear and present danger to Australia's border security. She says, quote, "Honestly, do these selfish, queue-jumping, welfare-scrounging opportunists even stop to consider how much it's going to cost us to lock them up in desert detention camps for 5 or 6 years before deporting them all at their own expense?" Unquote. Again, she says, "The last thing we need is to have the world's best practice immigration bureaucracy clogged up by a bunch of fat, diabetic, curly-headed mulattoes." Oh, and who ate all the pies? Oh, I did. Unquote. Ms. Vanstone's predeceased in the immigration portfolio, Philip Ruddock, a vampire who is actually Australia's only openly undead cabinet minister, says that he thinks he once read somewhere that some Fijians were Muslims. Quote, "I'm led to believe, Mr. Acting Deputy Speaker," he told Australia's federal parliament, "that some of these ethnically Indian Fijians are actually Mohammedans, or Musulmans, to use the more politically correct term. If we're going to start selling uranium to India next week as scheduled, I think it's about time the Indians worked out whose side they're really on." Unquote. Mr. Ruddock discounted suggestions that Fijian women in particular feared another epidemic of ethnic hatred motivated rape like the one that followed the last coup. He said, quote, "Come on, seriously, who'd want to shag a Fijian Sheila? They're all dumpy, bloody bush pigs." Unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.